Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Now, we do have our World Series champion, Atlanta Braves, that we are still celebrating, and we will continue to celebrate. There was nothing like it, and hopefully we can make another run at another chip this upcoming season. But what will this team look like? Part of that discussion, Mike, is Marcell Ozuna. Now, here's what we know about what is coming out about his circumstances. I don't know if you're listening to us right now and you're a Braves fan and you don't want Marcell Ozuna back on this team, or you do. The Braves made an investment. They're getting nothing for the investment right now, but there is a chance that he could return. So here's what we know, and I'm going to read the Braves statement as well about this that they have put out. But Marcell Ozuna is received a retroactive 20-game suspension from MLB. That means he's eligible to return immediately since his suspension includes 20 regular season games he served while he was on administrative leave. That happened between September 10th and the conclusion of the 2021 season. So, Mike, I just want to say this. 20-game suspension. I know it sounds like a lot, guys, but I want to put it in context because there have been other guys who have been in similar situations with domestic violence who've either missed the entire season or a majority of it. Domingo Germán is a Yankees pitcher who basically hit his girlfriend in a restaurant. It was witnessed. There was a video. There was no debating it. He missed 81 games. So you're talking about 20 games. And, Mike, it says to me that just like we always talk about, there was more to this than we thought. And MLB obviously has done its investigation and says 20 games is what this, you know, suspension deserves. Now, again, that doesn't mean we condone the acts of whatever happened. We still haven't seen the video. At least I haven't.
Right.
But other instances, all right, Sam Dyson used to be an athletic player. He missed an entire season for domestic violence, 162 games. So there have been instances where you go, hey, baseball knows the punishment fits the crime. This is interesting. 20 games, Mike, and basically he's able to return immediately?
Yeah, I mean, as we said initially, and I was guilty as charged, it sounded like, wow, the cops got him dead to rights. They witnessed it, and then you found out what they witnessed wasn't what we thought they witnessed, because the prosecution obviously arranged to, for the most part, settle with Marcell Ozuna. And, you know, as we know, it's a problematic situation with the woman he's involved with. He actually accused her of assaulting him prior. So, again, as you said, I wasn't there. I do know this. At some point, people will get a chance to look at the video. It always gets out, and then some Braves fans will make a decision, or the organization will make a decision. But right now, they're kind of playing it right down the line, saying that they support the decision by MLB. I also know the Braves would like to get something for something and not something for nothing or nothing for something. In the case of Marcell Ozuna, under contract, Carl, through 2024, with the option by the buyout in 25, I should say. So you've got a guy that could come back, contribute to this team, which already has some decisions to make, as we talked with Dave O'Brien a few weeks ago about what are the post-championship Braves going to look like with this roster. But it's a heck of a good position to be in for the Braves if Ozuna can return, and they're willing to accept him back in the clubhouse.
Well, you know what's crazy? It's Dukes and Bell. We thought going into the season with Acuna and Marcell Ozuna that we were a World Series team anyway. Right. Coming off of the year previous, we thought, hey, they signed the right guys in the offseason. Everybody got taken care of. They added Charlie Morton. We thought they were a World Series team anyway. So it turned out to be, you know, all the circumstances that played out during the season and the moves that were made by AA, which were right on. But if, in fact, the Braves are willing to say, hey, Marcell Ozuna is going to be a part of this team, and we don't know that. I can't speak to that right now. But, Mike, if that's the case, then it makes some of the decisions you are going to try to make a lot easier.
Right, right. I mean, it is something that you and I said, thinking how the Braves organization has handled things, or, you know, things that are a little untoward. And they had a player a couple of years ago. They just moved on immediately when he was up in Washington, where there was an assault in a hotel room. but it's been so long I don't remember the player's name, but they have dealt with it. It's the optics of the situation. Has he paid his penance? There's people out there that, you know, don't, no matter what the circumstances are, no. I would like to see this guy get another opportunity with this organization.
I do too. I think, and again, I don't condone any of things that we're talking about. If in fact they happen the way allegedly they happened, I've not seen this tape, but MLB gives you a 20 game suspension and says, okay, it's retroactive. You're available to return immediately.
By the way, there's
something there. I'm sorry. There just is, Mike, because if it was worse, Mike, he would have been suspended for a lot longer time.
I just think that there was a lot of talk up in Sandy Springs about what was, and apparently what wasn't is what's happening now. And by the way, it was Hector Oliveira was the player the Braves moved on almost immediately from after he was arrested for domestic violence. That was 5 years ago. Sorry, I had a brain fart. I had to look it up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.